1,000% gains incoming?
This is an early stage stealth launched altcoin that nobody is talking about.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
This is Josh, Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing an early stage altcoin that was launched in stealth that no one is talking about, but it is looking to change the game of crypto forever.
I like it. And look, this has a really small market cap. And where's the big money made? It's finding early stage projects, getting in early, riding them to all-time highs. We identified this one. You know, we go on DexTools, we look around, we try to find good projects that nobody's talking about yet. And we've done some digging on this one. It looks really good. The name alludes to the, you might think it's a meme coin. It's not. Like, when you dig into it, like, okay, this is sick. There's a lot of legitimate use cases. And on this show, like, low cap altcoins, they're super risky. Like, they can go to zero. But large cap altcoins can also rug.
Yep.
You know, I'm not saying that this is a rug, but like, look at XRP. I think it's done nothing. Would you rather have your money, say, in a $200 billion market cap altcoin with no possibilities of going up? Or find a low cap altcoin that has a ton of potential, real use case, and, you know, take a risk.
I think on this show, we've done a very good job of finding low cap altcoins really close to launch and seeing them do 10x, 20x, 30x, even 100x, right?
Yeah, we've seen
100x. We have that track record. And this altcoin, that's why I said 1,000% gains. I think this thing can definitely do a 10x, if not much, much more. Now, it's funny you mentioned meme coins, because this project, the technology that these guys have built, that's why I said, you know, it could change the game of crypto forever. It really can, because if you're into low cap altcoins, if you're into meme coins, then this is a project that not only will the token maybe, you know, interest you, but the actual technology they've built could change the way that you trade meme coins and low caps, because what they're doing is lessening the impact of sales on charts.
Yeah.
They're spreading it out. Again, instead of just dumping your entire bag and nuking a price chart, the new technology that this low cap altcoin, these guys have built, can lessen the chart. So every project can use this. Every project can try to get their users to use this to sell their or buy their tokens. And it can also be used in different ways to find new early stage coins, pre-market coins. So there's a ton of use cases. At time of recording, this thing is a market cap of like a couple of $1 million.
Yeah.
So this is an episode you're going to want to watch to the end.
Yeah. And look, we like to cover large caps as well. We've covered CoreDAO, BitTensor, a number of like really large projects, you know, when they're saying like $300 million, $1 billion, and they've gone up to $5 billion. Like, we like our large caps too. But I think when you find something like this, that's actually going to help the viewers, the users in crypto, because if you trade with any size, you know, let's say you have $30,000. You're invested. It's gone up to 100K. You want to get rid of that entire bag. But how can you do it without dumping the chart? You can't. You try to sell that 100K at one time, that chart's going to go down to fucking zero. Mm-hmm. And you're going to suffer a price impact that absolutely sucks.
Yep.
And we've seen this. If anybody's been using Uniswap before, you know, you go to trade, even if you're doing a $500 sale, it'll say price impact warning, 5%. You're losing on your hard-earned money. With this platform, there's no slippage. Mm. Slippages are gone. You never have to worry about that again. So It's an OTC peer-to-peer trading platform that allows, let's say I have $500 of a token I want to sell. Instead of putting it onto Uniswap, paying all these fees and everything, I put it up in my marketplace. Shane comes along. He buys my $500 worth. I get exactly what I want to get for it. And Shane pays equal value, $500.
Yep.
Doesn't impact the price of the chart at all. Yep. Perfect. It changes. Everybody wins.
Yeah. It's definitely an everybody wins type of platform. So it's a small cap. It just launched. We like it because it's on Ethereum and also Base. Base has, you know, next to Ethereum and maybe Solana, Base is probably like where the most amount of eyes are right now in terms of tokens, meme coins, liquidity, everything. So for them to launch immediately the token onto Ethereum and Base, that's looking pretty good.
Super smart thinking, like Base, low fees. Look at what Coinbase is doing. Mm-hmm. The Base ecosystem right now is exploding. Anybody that's on Base will have really easy access because Coinbase wallets can be rolling out. This is good. This will be very accessible to the millions of users worldwide via Coinbase and their new wallet. So finding these projects early, very important. They're also, I believe they're coming out on Arbitrum, Blast, all the major chains, EVM chains you can think of. They're going to be on all of them. But yep, they have to be because they're offering this OTC peer-to-peer trading for all tokens.
Yeah, for sure. So the name of the project we're talking about today is called Dump Trade. And the token is called Dump. I know, it's funny. And as Josh said, maybe it sounds like a meme coin, but I think that actually works in their favor because the ticker is quite catchy. When you see Dump, it's like, oh, why is this thing new? It's going up. Is it a meme coin? And you look into it, it has something to do with small caps and meme coins. But no, this is as legit of a project as you're going to see at its market cap. All you have to do is go into the Dump Trade website, check out their socials. Everything is super crisp. You can tell the devs are very experienced.
Yeah.
The charting, everything on the website looks super crisp. The animations, they've even got some jokes in there. This is a pretty cool looking platform.
Yeah, I think the word dump comes from the fact that the chart won't dump when people are selling because it is put on this OTC market for peer-to-peer trading. I really like it. I mean, I can see myself using this for the pre-market. So you can get exposure to token. This hasn't launched yet, but it will be launching. And that's going to be one of those catalysts, aside from launching on every chain and all these other things. But it's like a points market. So sellers are able to sell their own bags of pre-market tokens by posting some collateral. Basically, long story short, it's going to give people a chance to get in early on projects that you wouldn't necessarily be able to get into previously.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those few opportunities where they have this pre-market buying.
For sure. And it's one of those projects that when it does eventually see like a large scale adoption, it's going to help the ecosystem of all the products that are offered on it, or maybe the projects you're even going to try to usher their users towards it. Because it's like, all right, the example you used, if you want to see a project continue to grow, you can't have that massive nuke on the price chart where everyone's like, oh, it's a rug, even though it's not a rug. It's just one guy who bought $1,000 early. He's up 100x. Dumps his entire 100K bag all at once, the project will never recover.
No.
But using the Dump Trade platform, the Dump Trade technology, it's like, okay, now what it's going to do is it's peer-to-peer, trustless OTC platform where this, say it's $100,000, whatever it is, it's OTC peer-to-peer sale off to 500 different people, all in different trades, and it's mixed in with buys and sells. So the chart doesn't dump as much as it would if you just dumped it all on Uniswap, right? This is really going to be good for all of these like community ecosystems, self-funded projects, these low caps who can't afford for their chart to just be absolutely dumped on and it's gone forever. So it's doing good for the industry.
Because there are sometimes like these projects that come out really early and, you know, we'll snipe it. We'll see, all right, boom, let's get in. And we get in, maybe we ride it for a 10, 20, 30, 50X, whatever. Or maybe the team, this is where I can see a team who, early round investors, you know, the seed sale investors who get super, super early price. They see these huge gains, but they don't want to nuke the chart. What can they do? Teams can now start using this platform so they can start selling off their tokens without impacting the chart. So they can be gaining fair market value, but not affecting the chart. And I think that's the biggest thing. I could see projects really taking interest in this. And the fact that you don't have to pay slippages, you know, it wins from like both the team side and the user side.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we always talk about things that will maintain token holders, will, you know, obviously, no pun intended, but not make people want to dump the token, right? And Dump Trade, If you're holding the dump token, you get dividends or revenue share from all the fees that the platform is generating. So the more the people that use the dump trade platform to buy, to sell, to get access to these pre-market tokens, to do this point system, all the features that are going to be rolling out across all the chains are going to be generating dump trade fees. If you hold the dump token, you get a portion of those fees. Also, if you hold the token, you're going to be saving on fees on their platform.
Yeah.
So there's multiple ways of, you know, generating token utility from the dump token. So I think that's going to incentivize holders long term.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it ticks a lot of boxes. I like the impact fee trading. I like removing the intermediaries. So it's not costing anything. The tokens are winning. The teams are winning. The users are winning. Ticks a lot of boxes. The fact that you can do, it's leveraging like this layer zero technology where it's cross-chain, and I think it has a ton of catalysts in the pipeline with all the chains are going to be bringing on, and you know, it makes a lot of sense for me. I look forward to seeing tokens on there that I trade actually using it, and you know, I can start trading with size and not impacting the chart.
Some of the cool features they're going to be bringing out, like if you look at their roadmap and all the catalysts they have, it's pretty exciting. That's why I think at such a low couple of million dollar market cap, Dump is one of these low cap altcoins that we debuted, I think could do really well. Obviously it's not financial advice, but some of the features that excite me are there's ways that you can like whitelist certain addresses. So if you want to sell your tokens off to a bunch of your friends or people that you know, you can whitelist their certain addresses. So they are the ones that are able to OTC peer-to-peer buy your tokens. Then you can also create like a roadmap of how many chunks you want to sell your bag off in, and long-term or even looking ways to, you can sell your token and then also have it vested.
Right.
So you can, if you ever do like pre-sale investing, you know the way that pre-sale investing, the way that vesting tokens work. So you get 10% the day the token launches. Then for 12 months, you get more. They're going to be looking to integrate this into the dump trade platform where it's like, okay, I'm going to sell my bag to you, but I don't want you to just go and dump it. So I'm going to vest it. And you can, you know, lower the price, but to vest it over 6 months, that could be pretty cool as well.
Yeah, yeah, no, I like it. I think it's going to help against like MEV bots and a bunch of other different things, these sniping bots that get in on projects early. It's going to help eliminate all that stuff. So ticks a lot of boxes. I like the platform. The website's really sharp. It's like, you know, a little bit old school.
Retro.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's got a lot of cool features. It's going to be something I'm going to be using when they can eventually get these tokens on there. And they're moving out of... watching the team, because now it's been like a few days, I can see how quickly they move, and the fact that they're on Ethereum, boom, onto Base. Like, take some of these projects fucking a year to go onto fucking Base. It's not that complicated.
Yeah, just do it.
Just do it.
For sure.
I like that they're doing things.
Yeah, 100%. And look, risk to reward, obviously small cap altcoins are risky. As Josh said, they can go to zero. We both personally have invested in this project. We like Dump. We like Dump Trade at a couple million dollar market cap. I think this thing could do absolute numbers once people realize how powerful this platform is. So if you have any questions about Dump, Dump Trade, the platform, how it works, let us know in the comments. We're happy to do a follow-up episode and let you guys know what are all the updates with this project.
Make sure you tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.